So we are going to be changing the BBC News website from this sort of glaring white with black text. And we're going to make it a bit easier to read late at night. We're going to make it have a dark mode where we're going to have a dark background and lighter text. So this will be a simple Chrome extension. We're just going to use content scripts and inject some CSS as well to allow the user to be able to toggle between light mode and dark mode. So now we're in Visual Studio Code, but you can use any editor that you want. To start with, I've created some icons because you have to have icons for your Chrome extension, and it's just a simple BBC icon here, the different sizes. They have these different sizes, so sometimes it'll appear in the Chrome store, they'll use the 128 version, and then for these other ones, they'll use them when they're actually in the browser itself. So I'm going to minimize images now, and I'm going to create a new file, which will be the content script. So contentscript.js. And then I'm also going to create a contentstyles.css. And we'll leave those empty for the moment. I'm going to create a manifest.json. So it's going to be version 3. I'm going to give it a name, and that will appear on the Chrome store. The version will be the very first one, and then again, description appears on the Chrome store. We're just going to say this changes the BBC website to dark mode, save our eyes. Actually, we don't need any permissions, but this is where we would enter them. Content scripts, we're going to have anything that matches the bbc.co.uk site. And we're going to inject some JavaScript, the content.js, and also some CSS in contentstyles.css. That will be all the content scripts for that, but we're just going to say we want to run that at document end, and then we've just got to specify the icons after that. So there's a 16, 48, 128 there. Oh, I missed out 32 as well. So I'll put 32 in. Okay, and that is our manifest file. Now what I envisage here is to put a button in the top right that says toggle dark mode. User clicks it, it changes it to be dark mode or changes it to be light mode, depending on which one it's currently on. Okay, so I should just say, actually, I will give you the manifest file, so you've got this structure. I'll leave that in the resources below. I'll also give you the CSS file once we've done with that, because we all hate CSS. We don't want to be typing that out tediously, but this content script is going to be super simple, and I want you to have a go at doing it yourself. So you're actually coding the JavaScript file, you're loading the extension, and you're going to be actually creating this first extension yourself. So let's have a look now at the contentscript.js. Okay, so first thing we're going to create is a function called createToggleButton, and that will have a, we're going to create an actual button here just using document.create element. Okay, and we're going to create an element of type button, and then we're going to give that button an ID, which we're going to say is BBC dark mode toggle button. I'm giving it such a long name because I think it's best practice. Oops, I've got a problem here. There we go. Yeah, it's best practice when you're going to be doing CSS targeting styles on your Chrome extension, just so it plays best with everything else, that you would have something prefixing everything or at the end, but I prefer at the start. So you can make this much smaller and call it, say, BDM-toggleButton. But just for simplicity, we're going to stick with that for the time being. We're going to say button.textContent. I'm going to give that a toggle dark mode, and we'll give that a moon emoji as well. Nice. And now we want to create an event listener for when the user actually clicks on it. So that's going to be on click, and we're going to call something called toggle dark mode, which is a function I'll create next. And then we just want to prepend this to the body so it appears at the top, prepend, and then the styling will kick in from the CSS after that. Okay, so let's create our toggle dark mode function. And all this needs to do is just go on document.bodies class list and toggle a particular style. So that style we shall call BBC dark mode dark. And let's console log that out so we can see that this dark mode has been toggled in the dev console. And then we just need to call our create toggle button on page load, and that will add it to the body, and then our CSS will kick in. So onto the CSS now. I have some that I pre-baked earlier. Ta-da! So this is the CSS for the actual button itself. And then the main thing we want for dark mode on the background is background color black and a text color of white. However, from experimenting with this before, I know I also need to add in some separate rules for the side panels to make sure that they look correct as well. I've added these in there and some for custom IDs as well for the custom sections on the BBC site, such as top stories and header content and the banner, but I've not gone crazy on it. This is just the bare minimum that we need to make it look okay. As I say, I'll leave this file in the resources down below. Now we have our manifest file, which is going to inject our content script. Well, it won't, because it's not correctly referenced. ContentScript.js is the one that we've created, and ContentStyles.css is the other one. We have our images in place, so everything should be good to go. So now to load this and get this running, what we need to do is go over to Chrome. So I'll just refresh this page. Nothing's happening now apart from there's more Prince Harry news happened since we first looked. And what we're going to do is go to the extensions up here and go to manage extensions. You can also get to this from the three dots in the top right and go to extensions, manage extensions. But I'll just go here and say manage extensions. And then we need to enable developer mode so we can run Chrome extensions locally. Otherwise, you're restricted to just downloading them from the Chrome Web Store. So enable developer mode. Then we've got load unpacked, pack extension, update. And all that we're wanting to do is to go on load unpacked. And then we've got to navigate to the appropriate folder that's got your manifest file in it, which this is my particular one here. So I'm going to select that folder, and it's loaded it with our icon there. And now we can click on details, and we can see our description, the version number. This ID, by the way, will stay with the extension throughout its lifetime, even when it goes up to the Chrome Web Store. And then site access, we can see which site matches actually are allowed on here. Now, a user could come along and disable this, but obviously it would negate the whole point of the Chrome extension, so they're not going to do that. But this is where they would change it. I think the only real interesting thing here is to allow it incognito or not. So do you want your Chrome extension to run in incog or not? Now we'll go back to the BBC News website. Nothing's appeared here as yet. And that's because when you add a Chrome extension or you update one, you probably know this, but you have to reload the page or any pages that it affects. So let me reload that now. And yay, we have a toggle dark mode button in the top right up there. So I'm going to click it. Boom. Ah, look, this is another custom section here of the BBC site. Let me click somewhere else if we render it perfectly on there. Toggle dark mode. That looks better. Let's stick on this page. So I'm sure there's loads of different pages that have some custom elements, but we're not going to create the CSS for all of those right now. This is just our simple Chrome extension example. So to debug our Chrome extension, however simple it is, we're going to go now and go to the Chrome Developer Console, or you can either right click and inspect and that will bring it up, or you can go to the three dots, go to more tools and hit developer tools on there, or you can simply hit F12 on a PC, it'd be something similar on the Mac, and bring those up there. So we'll just make this a little bigger and we'll see we've got side by side them, the elements and the console. In fact, let me change this so it's on the bottom. And let me just reload this page. We've got some issues on here that's nothing to do with our extension, so I'm just going to clear that. On the developer console, we can see the elements in here. So we've got HTML, head, body, etc. And if you remember, our extension is going to toggle a class on the body element. So I'll just bring that down. And then when we click on toggle dark mode, we should see this class is being added and a console log as well. Yeah, all right, so BBC dark mode dark has been added. The CSS has kicked in. So if we look on body, we'll see the BBC Dark Mode Dark class, which has got the background color and color. And we can also see our button styling as well. It's been injected through the JavaScript content script and also through the CSS style sheet as well. To debug this Chrome extension, you just want to go to sources, and it will likely land you on this page submenu. You just want to go over to content scripts. And then you can see all of the extensions that are enabled to run on this particular page. So I'm going to click on ContentScript.js, which is our one. and then just put a breakpoint there over the toggle dart mode function. You can put breakpoints on any functions, obviously, including the ones that are loaded when the page renders, but we'll just put it on toggle dart mode for the moment. And I'm going to click on the button to activate that. Here comes our active breakpoint. And then I'm just going to press F10 to go through. Toggle, another console dark mode toggled. And that's that. Obviously, we'll cover this in more detail, but that is a super simple BBC Dark Mode Chrome extension. As I say, you'll find the manifest file and the CSS file in the resources below. But let's see if you can code the JavaScript file and debug it, test it, and get it working yourself. Okay, I'll see you in the next lesson.